Alright. So let's continue where we were. We're holding five lines from the bottom and Zionim and Bays. Maybe we can get to the Mishnah and Ches. Okay. Continuing on the topic of what happened, things broke down, that should have been, that Mishirabu's Chuchei Halev, once you had people who are proud, which means Rashi says they're too proud, they think they understand things the first time and don't pay attention to make sure that they got it absolutely right. Rabbi Machloikas Bistrol, and that caused more Machloikas among the Jewish people. Mishirabu Talmidei Shama v'Hilul Shleshim Shukol Tzok, and when there became a greater number of Talmidim of Shama and Hilul who didn't fully serve their Rebbeim properly and therefore didn't learn every nuance that they could, Rabbi Machloikas Bistrol, and there became many Machloikas among the Jewish people, but not Torah Kishnei Torahs, and the Torah became as if it were two Torahs, because if so many Machloikas, you have almost 300 Machloikas between the Shama and the Hilul. The Rambam, by the way, has an interesting discussion about this in Pirush HaMishnayot, in the introduction to Pirush HaMishnayot. Basically, what he says is, when we say that the Talmidim of Shammai and Hillel, that there were many machlokas in between them, it's not that, for example, he makes a point of saying, it's not that, for example, on the actual halachas, the original halachas that have been learned from Moshe and Sinai, that there ended up being that some of them held one way and some the other way, because that would mean that one of them is saying something that's untrue. The fact is, originally Moshe taught it a certain way. If now one of them says that way and the other one says differently, it means that one group is now saying a falsehood. We're not going to say that, but we're not going that far in Chas v'Shalom to say that, he says. He says what it means is, it matters of svara. When it comes, you have the original halachas that were given the Moshe Mishnah and that were transmitted throughout all the generations. And then eventually you're supposed to deduce from those, which is the whole concept of the Gemara, to deduce new halachas from all those. That's where because Lo Shimish and Kol Tzorka, they ended up disagreeing on those kinds of things.
So the conclusions were the same?
So the conclusions are not the same, but the underlying principles are the same. The underlying principles are the same, but what they're deducing from it, the 300 or so machlokas of the Shammai v'Hillel, are about the details that are derived from that by logic. Had they been Shimshu Kol Tzorkan, then they would have been able to apply the logic more properly, and therefore they would have come to the same conclusions in Halacha, and there wouldn't have been any Machlokas.
But don't we say that the Hillel goes for this present period, and this?
There is that idea there's also the idea that talks about Tanya, that Shammai is, that the Shammai is from Tzadik Gevurah, and the Hillel is from Tzadik Chesed. All fine and dandy, but the fact is, had they been Shimshu Kol Tzorkan, then they still would have, despite the fact that these guys are from Gura and these guys are from Chesed, in practical halacha, they would have come up with the same conclusion. And it wouldn't have been Nafis Torah, because Shtei Torahs, if Torah becomes almost as if it were, it seems like two Torahs.
What do you think Shimshu Kol Tzorkan, everybody has a different
deus. Fine, they can have different deus, but eventually they still would have come to the same conclusions. Even before that, I mean, there were, any time before that, there were machlokas, and they were always resolved by the Sanhedrin. The point of here is that they weren't able to resolve them, but the point is there was such a vast number of machlokas in the first place, which is unprecedented. Another one, Mishirabu Makablet Tzedakah Min Ha'Ur D'Kechavim, once you had a greater number of people who accept Tzedakah from Goyim, which you're not supposed to do because it creates a Chilul Hashem, because it makes it look like Jews are not supporting their own. Then the Jewish people are above and the Goyim are below, which is a euphemism. It means the other way around. Yisrael the front and Behem also, the Jewish people ended up being the front and then the Goyim in the back, and then a euphemism, it's actually the other way around. Okay. Then we said, Mishmes Yosef ben Yehazer, we said that when Yosef ben Yehazer died in the Ashkolos seized, my Ashkolos, Amar Yod Ramashmol, Ish Shahakol Boy, somebody who has everything in him, like we said in the Mishnah, that it means somebody who knows the whole Torah without any machlokas and without any misunderstanding. We said in the Mishnah, Yochanan Kohen Gadol had the Hadayah, that Yochanan Kohen Gadol took away the Zidri Maisa, my timer. Why? Because in Yochanan Kohen Gadol's times, they're no longer giving Maisa property. The Rachmana Omer Diyavi Lelevim, the Torah says that Maisa Rishon is supposed to be given to the Levi, but not Kayavin and Lakoinim, we give it to the Kohenim. Because as we learned in Yevamos, Ezra canceled the Levim, because not many of them came with him to come back to Eretz Yisrael. He had to send messengers and get a bunch of them brought. Therefore, he canceled them. We learned in Yevamos, actually, there was a machlokas there between Rav Akiva and Rav Elazar ben Azariah. Was it that he said, up until now, either Kohenim or Levim could receive it, and now only Kohenim? Or is it up until now, Levim can receive it only, and now Kohenim can receive it as well? Whatever the case, many people, therefore, are giving to Kohenim, so you can't say, Vidu Maisi, you say, V'gam Nesativ LaLevi. Now you can't say that anymore. Question is, V'lo Di Asha Maisris, so what? So you say, Vidu, about all the other Maisris, and don't mention that. Any household that's not able to say vidui ma'aser, is not able to mention that they did ma'aserishin properly, cannot do vidui ma'aser for any of the other ma'asers. My time. Because the pasuk mentions it first. When the pasuk right before vidui ma'aser, when it lists what you're supposed to do with your ma'aser, v'nasata la'levi, la'geu la'yosim la'amon, v'nasata la'levi, is ma'aserishin. So if you can't do that, then you're excluded from the whole thing. Yeah. So the Gemara says, what does that mean? The Klada, Frushi, Habama, Frushi. So what's the implication? People were giving Ma'aserishin, they just weren't giving it to the Levi. V'hatanya, but we learned a price, Afu Bittulus of Vidri V'gozer of Atmai, that Yerchanan Kohen Gadol was Mevatul Vidri Ma'aser, and he made the Gzeira on Atmai, which is what we mentioned in the Mishnah. What happened? Look, he shalach the whole Gur Yisrael. He sent messengers throughout all the
Bukhs.
No, so that's, the Rambam said it's not the one who became the Zuki. There are other Mephorish who say otherwise, but yeah. Anyway. He sent messengers around all of Eretz Yisrael. He saw that everybody is taking off truma gedola, the truma which is given to the kohen. But as far as ma'aserishin and ma'aserishin, some people are taking, some people are not. Truma because it's chayiv misa. For one thing, it's chayiv misa if you need it without if you don't give it to the kohen. And number two, also because truma midaraisa, all you have to give is one grain of wheat. Ma'aserishin and ma'aserisheni already a substantial amount that you have to give to the Kohen, or take to Yerushalayim, or give to the Oni, or whatever.
You can come in any order, you have to do it.
No, you're supposed to do it in the proper order, Truma, then ma'aserishin, and ma'aserisheni. But anyway, so everybody was doing Truma, but not everybody was doing ma'aserishin and ma'aserisheni. Omalahem, so he tells them, Bonai, Boyu v'omalahem, listen, I have to explain to you. Hashem Shetruma Gdola Yeshba Avon Lisa, just like eating tevel that has in it Truma Gdola, if you eat that tevel or if you eat that Truma, you're Chayv Misa, Kach Truma Smaisa, but tevel Yeshba Avon Lisa, the same thing Truma Smaisa, or the same thing tevel has a Chayv Misa involved, because Truma Smaisa also goes to the Kayin.
Truma Smaisa is
Maisa. Truma is Maisa, it's from the Maisa Rishon, it's given to the Levi, one tenth of it is given to the Kayin. So what are we going to do, though, if people are not giving truma and are not giving ma'aser properly? Omad behiskin lahem, so he came and made a takana, halakeach peres, ma'amorot, ma'afashen ma'aserishin, or ma'aserisheni. A person who buys fruit from an ma'amorot has to take from the ma'aserishin and ma'aserisheni in case the ma'amorot did not. What do we do with it? Ma'aserishin, ma'afashen ma'atrumas ma'aser, v'nois melakoyen. From the ma'aserishin, you separate out trumas ma'aser and give it to the koyen. Now, theoretically, Rashi says, theoretically, you should argue that you shouldn't have to have prove that how the same way as the Gemara is going to say that the Levi would have to prove that you, that the Amar can take ma'aserishin in order to get it, otherwise you're allowed to keep the ma'aserishin for himself. Why don't we say the same thing with Trumas Ma'aser? The difference is, Rashi says, since Trumas Ma'aser, since it's also for a Zor to eat, unlike ma'aserishin, we don't want you to keep it by you until you sell it to a Kohen, because you may end up eating it. Therefore, they made you give the Trumas Ma'aser to the Kohen. The rest of the ma'aserishin you're able. You take and you eat in Yerushalayim exactly as if it was Vaday. Whereas when it comes to ma'aserishin and ma'aserani, you don't have to give those to the actual Levi, the actual Ani, because I'm mitzvah chavel avaraya. You want the ma'aserishin? Prove that the Amoritz that I bought this grain from did not take ma'aser. So therefore, you're allowed to eat them because they're chulin. So what do we see from that? We see that many people were not giving ma'aserishin. What are you telling me that the problem was that people are giving ma'aserishin and just not giving it to the Levi? The answer is tauti tikin. You're right. Yochanan Kohen Gadol actually made two takanas. Bittul vidri de chaverim. When it comes to the chaverim, who are careful with all the trumas and ma'aser, he was rebatal. Don't do the vidri anymore because you are giving ma'aserishin, but you're giving it to the kohen instead of the Levi. The gozer al dmai shalame aretz, and also he made exeder that when you buy grain or whatever produce from an aretz, you have to take truma, you have to take ma'aser and ma'aser sheni and whatever from misafek, because we just described. So two different takanas for two different groups of people: the chaverim versus ame aretz.
So the chaverim
are taking truma and ma'aser from their crops properly. So they're giving the ma'aser addition to the Levi because after Ezra's takana. And therefore, not for the Levi, for the Kohen, because after Ezra's Takana, after Ezra's Knaf, therefore they can't properly say the Gam Nefati of the Levi. And the Amir Oret are not giving my tradition, and some of them anyway are not giving my tradition in the first place. For sure they can't say Bidri. But also, therefore, the Chaverim need to therefore know when they're buying produce from Amir Oret, they're going to have to take my tradition and my sheni to be on the same side.
Why the Chaverim, they're not giving it the way they should?
And it's chaver mar, because that's what we said. Ezra made a zera, made a takana, that from now on we're talking Nivamas. Again, is it that it was taken away from the Levium and only Kohenim can get it, or is it that both Kohenim and Levium can get it?
We don't know.
But they might have two different versions of it over there. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azayu disagree on what the actual knas was.
So Ezra made a takana.
So it's interesting. But Rambam says that Ezra's takana was only for his own time. Which before Shem Askan, now has that fit with over here. Here's when Kohen Gadol was a few generations after Ezra. So they give a few answers. One of them is that maybe once Ezra made that takana, yes, it was only supposed to be a temporary thing, but practically speaking, because of that, even after that, many people continued giving to Kohenim rather than Levium. So therefore, you couldn't anymore say that you do Vidumite. Or another possibility is maybe when the Rambam says for his time, he means as long as the Bismikash is standing, you're saying Kohen Gadol is when the Bismikash is still standing. The Apple Bittel of the Ma'orim, we said in the mission of the Yechon and Kohen Gadol got rid of the Ma'orim, what my Ma'orim, Amarachla, B'chol Yem V'yem Shoy Yom Levium on Duchon, every day Levium would stand on the Duchon, on the platform in the Mismethesh, to sing Shira, but Oymim, and they would say, Ur the Pasik, Ur Olam Asishin Hashem, Hashem, wake up, why are you asleep? Amalahem, he says, Shein Olam Asishin Hashem, the Zedrish asleep, Valek Vanem, Hina Lo Yonan, Relation Shem Yisrael. Ella, what it means is this man, Shem Yisrael, Shurim, Betzav, Oymim, Menachas, Vashava, there's a time when the Jewish people are in pain and trouble, and the goyim are in peace and tranquility. That's the time l'chach nema urolon sesh Hashem. So the pasuk can kill him. We're not going to get rid of the pasuk and kill him, but he's telling him it's not appropriate for our time. In our time, the Jewish people are not in fire. Therefore, it's not appropriate to say.
When they
were having difficulties, when they were being, yeah, with the goyim or whatever. Now in Yerchanan's times, I mean, they were being ruled by the goyim, but it wasn't a time of trouble per se. It was, yeah. So there's also there's different other possibilities that Rishonim bring up. Including maybe that it's not a question of a time of fire versus it's not, but it's not appropriate to be. It's appropriate to say the pulse of children, but it's not appropriate to be like screaming at the Eved Shtek of Yahol. Like, wake up! It's not there affair. There's a noikrim. What does it mean that he got rid of noikrim? My noikrim. I'm going to be holding a shmul. Showing the sautin la'ego ben kainer. It means that they would make a scratch on a calf or any other animal between its horns, so they should equal down ba'enav, so blood would get into its eyes, and that way it would be confused and it wouldn't be able to see, and that way it wouldn't struggle as much when they're trying to shift it. But yeah, shift it. But I mean, also ihu bottle. So he was mevatel b'shem demechti kimuma, because it looks like a mum. People are going to think it means that there can be a mum in kachim. In a braise it says differently. They would beat it with sticks to beat it down onto the ground, the way that they do that they do in front of idols. Fine, but if you act it's for a necessity, then it's a necessity. But what are you going to be? You're giving the nevelus to the mizbeach, like the animal may be dead before it's shechting. What do you mean nevelus hashachah? No, you're shechting it. No, elok shreifus. The problem is it might be shreifus. Shemen nikav krum shalayach. As you're beating it, you might accidentally bang it so hard on the head that it ruptures the membranes around the brain, one or the other of the membranes, which would make it shreifus. So instead, he set up the famous rings that were in the ground next to the mizbeach. According to Rashi, they put the neck of the animal in the ring. According to the Rambam, they put the feet of the animal in the ring. Either way, that's a way to keep it from thrashing around so that they can shift it. Interesting thing, one of the Mephoshim says, so how come before Yochanan and Kohen Gadol's time, they didn't need any of this? He says because in earlier times, because people brought korbanos generally to Shem Shemayim, the animal itself would be willing to be shefted. You didn't have to stun it. You didn't have to do anything like that. In Yochanan and Kohen Gadol's times, at the time when the tzedukim started coming around, then already it's not done, so the people are not on that level. But now sometimes you've got to beat the korban into submission, so therefore he says instead of that, let's set up rings.
The animal's enough.
As we said when we were talking about the Mishnah, that there were hammers banging in Yerushalayim, and they were doing the lach of davar. Everybody told them it's still inappropriate because of loud noise. And kol yom of loyoyim tzarich lishalal mayit. Throughout Yerushalayim and Kohen Gadol's life, nobody ever had to ask about tzmai kedam moran, because as we said, he made the takana. But nowadays, you don't have to figure out what the status of this produce. We know that if you're buying it from an amora, it's automatically you have to take truma and you have to take mayit. You have to take mayit from it. Actually, there's an interesting, there's some of the Mephoshim say that what it means is doing Yochanan's time, when he told them, when he explained to them that, you know, just as you have to separate Truma, you have to separate Truma and Meiser, so people, you have to separate Meiser and Meiser Sheni, so people became careful in it. Therefore, in his time, you didn't have to ask about Dmai, because generally speaking, everything is good. But after he passed away, they started reverting to their old habits, and that's when the concept of Dmai came about.